Louis Berry, hi.
What's going on?
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man, yeah.
You excited for tonight?
I am, yeah.
You got your shirts good clean?
Yeah, put them all done, mate. Just been in a laundrette then, giving a little wash and all that, a little dry.
Have you got a good recommendation for a laundrette round Oslo then?
Yeah, I don't know the name of it, like, but it's done me proud, you know what I mean, yeah.
Good, good. You can't go for a tour without clean shirts.
No chance. Don't like that scruffy musician look, you know, for me it's all about looking pristine, you know what I mean?
Pristine. So what's the process between now and, you're on at 9, right?
Yeah, I'm on at 9. So to be honest with you, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my hotel, you know, get me together, you know, get myself ready for tonight, then come back, do some warm-ups, you know, blow the press ups.
Yeah. Quick lem sip.
All that kind of stuff. No, I'm all right. You know, I had a bit of a cold coming on the last couple of days, but I managed to fight it off, to be honest with you.
Yeah, is that a worry when you're on tour? Is that something you've got to just sort of fight off?
It is, you know, if you get a cold, man, you're finished, you can't breathe out your nose and all that, so.
Yeah. Can't have a nasally performance.
Yeah.
So, I was listening to loads of your songs. I love Restless, the new single. I think it's great. And I like the mix between acoustic and electric you got going on in all your songs. And I was thinking about a sort of link to Mumford & Sons. Not, obviously, you're more rocky than Mumford & Sons. Obviously, a cooler, more rocky. But I found out that you played the banjo when you were, like, 14, right?
Yeah, I could play a banjo. Like, you know, I learned to play a banjo. It's not something that I do now often, do you know what I mean? But, you know, I don't listen to Mumford & Sons or anything like that. I always listen to rap. And hip hop and just chat music and
yeah, I've seen you've put Tupac as one of your inspirations on Instagram,
yeah,
right?
Probably my biggest inspiration, to be honest with you, out of all the artists that I can name. Yeah.
Would you ever want to do a cover of one of Tupac's tracks in your tour?
Do you know what? I mean, I might do it. I've got a little cover that I'm going to do now, to be honest with you. Not tonight, but you know, it's going to be a cover that I might put as a B-side on a track or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Get a bit of.
I'm not telling you who it is yet.
Oh, damn. You can't give me any exclusives on your bars.
Not yet.
All right. Well, I mean, the process from you, from going from the banjo playing Louis Berry to going to playing a tour, nine-day tour, has been massively quick. Have you ever felt like you've been rushed into it, or has it been you've had it all under control?
No. To be honest, you know, I wasn't. You know, when I was younger, you know, a teenager, you know, I was just learning how to play instruments and things like that. You know what I mean? But I didn't write songs or nothing like that. And it was just, you know, I was. You know, my kind of background is not from a musical kind of background. You know, I didn't go to like university or anything like that. You know, I learned to survive by other means, really. Do you know what I mean? And then through that kind of thing, I met some people who was involved in that kind of thing. But I'm not gonna, you know, specify what that kind of stuff is. But they were interested in music and writing music and writing songs and things like that. You wouldn't expect them to be. So for me, you know, that was it was like, wow. These people like doing that. That's weird. You know what I mean? But I got into that, you know, from being in that kind of scene. I got into music, and then, you know, just little by little, step by step. You know, I ended up here. So yeah.
Do you remember the? You said you weren't always into songwriting. Do you remember the first song you tried to write?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Any good?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Yeah. I don't use it anymore. Like, but
no.
Nah. I don't think it's good enough for this, but.
You should release a sweet vinyl of it.
Yeah, maybe in the future.
I like your obsession with vinyl as well. I think that's nice. Is there a sort of sentimentality attached with that?
Do you know, I just think it's you know, it's making a comeback. You know what I mean? Well, it has made a comeback.
It's got a vinyl chart now.
Yeah. You know, people, you know, it's other people around me that are more interested in it than me. But you know, I think it's cool. You know, I done that 45 song. You know, I done it. I actually wrote the lyrics. Down and they were printed onto the vinyls, you know what I mean, which made it was a bit different, you know what I mean, just a standard vinyl, so, yeah, you know, I reckon it's cool, that kind of thing.
Because, I mean, for artists like you grew up in a sort of more physical, musical world of, like, CDs and tapes and stuff, and then you become an artist, and you come into this massively digital world, so vinyl must be a sort of big sentimentality value for you. I mean, you're obviously not old enough to be buying vinyls when you're little, but...
No, definitely not, you know, Ian, but I didn't, you know, to be honest with you, mate, where I'm from, we couldn't afford to go and buy any physical copy of music, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, money's a big problem there, so I didn't go and buy CDs or albums or nothing like that.
Yeah, I mean, you talked a lot in interviews about your background and where you've come from and stuff, and you've talked about sort of feeling lonely and isolated and sort of victimized as a little kid, but I mean, when you get out on stage in front of that many people, does that feeling shrink, or have you got to reconnect with that to sort of come with emotion to your songs?
You know what I mean? You know, I've grown as a man, you know, and you know, I feel like all them experiences, you know, I remember the people who were doing well when I was a kid. Do you know what I mean? And then people now, you know, I'm doing better than them. So I feel like it's been said before, you know, the losing now will be later to win. You know, I believe in that strongly.
Yeah. You gotta carry on. So how many people were actually in this gig tonight?
Do you know? I don't know, to be honest with you. I think it's don't know, maybe 400 or something like that.
400, yeah. Nice crowd.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be good.
Are you gonna?
It's always good London for me, you know, mate. When I play, yeah, it's good. It's a good crowd. There always is. So
there's always a good music scene. Yeah, you can't go wrong in London.
I'm expecting a fire. Like.
I noticed in one of your I think it was a BBC introducing stage set. When you step away from the mic and you go on a little guitar freako,
yeah.
you put your arms out like this in a sort of playing impression way. Do you notice you're doing that?
Yeah, not really, no.
Not really?
I just crack on.
I like it. I like the playing. I've never seen an artist do a playing impression before. I'll take it. Can you do a playing impression for me this evening?
Right now, can you see that, yeah?
Yeah, perfect for radio, playing impression, visual content. Love it.
That's right.
But I mean, we talked about Tupac, and is there any other genre? I mean, you've picked rock and roll.
Yeah.
You've quoted yourself as reinventing rock and roll.
Do you know what? I'll tell you the truth. This is what I think, mate. I don't feel like there's anyone masculine involved in music no more.
Mm.
I don't. Everyone's very feminine now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The way they dress, the way they act, you know, on stage and that. It's very, you know, passive. And, you know, music for me used to be about, you know, challenging things, protest. Do you know what I mean? That's what creates legends. Do you know what I mean? You tell me one legend now. Who's a legend now? You tell me one man now who's going to be a legend.
You've got too good of a point. I can't do it.
Do you know what I mean? I can't do it.
Yeah, I do get it. It's become more of a...
I'm going to try and do it.
You're doing it.
Yeah.
You're doing it now.
So, you know, I feel like we need some masculinity back in music.
I mean, to completely contrast that, Louis Berry is a great name to extend your range of, I don't know, you could go lip glosses.
Why is that?
Well, Berry. You got the Berry brand. You got lip glosses, maybe a jam.
Why is that a lip gloss brand, is it?
No, Berry. Strawberry lip glosses. You're too masculine for lip gloss.
I'm too masculine to think about that kind of thing. I don't know about you, like, but...
So, Tupac, I want you to spit some bars. I want you to do some playing impressions.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the lip glosses, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, thank you. I'm really looking forward to the gig. Thank you for having a little chat to us.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there tonight. I want to see your playing impression.
Yeah.
Thank you, mate.
Challenge, you see.
Thanks for talking on Smoke.